of the United States of America.
14 KVOE, 96.9 FM.
America thanks you for your service.
Live and local. KVOE News, live and local.
KVOE News time, 8:15. Right now, 62 degrees. Our high today is going to be 90. Our high tomorrow will be 94. And your full forecast from the TV 13 weather team is coming up here in just a little bit. Labor Day travel is going to be busy, the way it sounds. And we're pleased to get an update here as we continue our 8:05 newscast with Kansas AAA Manager of Public and Government Affairs, Sean Stewart.
Sean, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, glad to have you on. So another holiday, another busy period on the roads, the way it sounds.
Yeah, absolutely. We're expecting really a continuation of a very busy travel summer as we kind of finish up summer travel here. We're expecting about 90% of travelers taking to the roads. Not only do we have the Labor Day travel, people headed to the lakes and campgrounds, but football is going to be a big driver in terms of number of people on the roads this weekend. Obviously, you mentioned Emporia State opener tonight. KU opens on Friday, K-State on Saturday. So other colleges and high schools all around the state. So that's going to be making the roads even more crowded this weekend.
That is a factor that we have not reported on before is football. And, you know, we always talk about the holiday travel and people wanting to, you know, kind of wrap up their summertime. But, boy, you're talking about, you know, maybe as much as 7,000 people here for Emporia State, you know, possibly, you know, 4,000 or 5,000 for Emporia High, and, you know, 50,000 plus for KU and K-State action. That's a lot of folks going to, you know, some very specific points.
Yeah, absolutely. It sure is. And, you know, that's definitely plays a role. Then you throw in construction zones. So the roads are going to be crowded and they can be dangerous if you're driving distracted, speeding. You know, impaired driving is always a big issue on holiday weekends. So we just want people to be aware that the highways are going to be busy and just engage in safe driving behavior to get to your destination safely.
Is construction zone something that you track, Sean?
Not specifically. Okay. I know KDOT has those listed on their CanDrive website, which you can check and kind of find out what roads along your route are going to be impacted by construction, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that I think a lot of people need to be aware of, too. Basically, it's summertime. There's construction out there all over the place. I don't know if there's any more than normal, but there's always a lot.
Yeah, it's orange barrel season still, so there's a lot of projects that will hopefully be wrapping up by winter time here, but yeah, still impacting a lot of our highways in Kansas.
Speaking of Labor Day travel here, or at least Labor Day weekend travel, what do you see as maybe an increase over past year overall here, region-wide or nationwide?
Yeah, we just expect that it's going to be up. I don't have any specific numbers from AAA National, but you know, like 4th of July and Memorial Day, those holiday travel weekends were up over previous years, and we anticipate Labor Day will be as well. It's just overall just been a very busy year for travel, not only here domestically, but also internationally. Flight bookings, hotel bookings, and cruise bookings for international destinations are through the roof this year. Just a lot of people wanting to get out and visit places that they haven't during the COVID pandemic.
We had a bump in gas prices a few weeks ago. They seem to have subsided, but that certainly doesn't sound like it's curtailing the chance for people to get out and get on the roads.
No, you're right. Kansas has been, we've dropped here in the last couple of weeks a little bit. We're at $3.56 a gallon on average, compared to the national average of $3.82, so about a quarter less than the national average. Kansas has the 12th cheapest gas prices in the country, so that's some good news if you're staying local during your holiday weekend trip.
Along those lines here, this is, I forget if it's right about, you know, the late stages of August, early stages of September, or whether there's, you know, it waits later in the year, but gas prices have a tendency to start swinging down at some point in time for the back half of the year. Are you expecting something along those lines here short term or maybe a bit longer term, mid fall or later?
Yeah, it's always hard to accurately predict exactly where gas prices are going to go, but you're right. Typically, this time of year, after Labor Day, after the summer holiday season is over, a lot of people get back into more of a routine with the kids in school and just fewer road trips. And so demand typically starts to head down as we head into fall and then certainly into winter. There's a lot of factors globally that impact the price of crude oil, and then that translates to prices at the pump. So we've had a pretty strong demand all summer in terms of domestic demand for gasoline. So we'll see where that heads in the fall. But, yeah, typically that starts to curtail a little bit as we get into the cooler months.
All right. Well, are we missing anything here, Sean, that you wanted to bring up here about the Labor Day time period or maybe a little bit afterward?
Yeah, I guess the one good thing to remind people of is make sure that your car is in good shape before you hit the road. If you're taking a trip, whether it's to a football game or to the lake, check your battery, check your tires. Make sure that you have good coolant in your radiator because it's going to be close to 100 again this weekend. So we anticipate about 1,400 calls for emergency roadside service for our AAA crews this weekend. So we'd prefer not to see that many. We'd prefer to see you having fun at the lake or at the football game and not stranded alongside the road, but we'll certainly be there to help if that happens.
Yeah, there is nothing fun about being stranded on the side of the road. That is for sure. That's anything but fun. All right, Sean.
Very true.
Yeah, we appreciate your time as always.
Thanks so much. Hope everyone has a good holiday weekend.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate that as always.
Thanks, Sean.
Sean Stewart, Kansas AAA Manager of Public and Government Affairs, joining us on our newscast here this morning, Chuck.
All right, closing out the 8 o'clock hour, we've got two more interviews to come. Pastor Paul Meinke talking about Spartan Fest in advance of the